Blog Talk Radio.
It's Friday night. This is Chef Duardo's Foodomania nighttime show. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for supporting this show. Call it a show or a podcast, except it's live. And, excuse me, and in black and white. Anyway, I hope you guys are all doing, and girls and kids are doing really good tonight. It's Friday night. It's kind of a really nice night, not too cool, actually nice temperature, a little bit of clouds in the sky. Remember that light meteor showers are happening. Tonight's a little more congested up there in the sky, so you might not be able to see as many shooting stars, but they're increasing. And as of later tonight, you know, I would say somewhere after 11 or something, if you get outside, you might see as many as about one every 10 minutes. Light, nice trails. I saw a couple yesterday. Also, really nice satellite sightings yesterday night. And there'll be a few this morning at 4:56. If you're up, definitely not as clear as it could be. So you may have a little harder time looking at it. But we have another couple of day windows of seeing those satellites. And if you've never seen them yet, you've got to look forward to seeing them. It's quite incredible. So that's something to consider doing if you're up through the night. You know, I don't know about you, but we're all losing track of time. You know, days are going into nights, nights are going into days. And it's just part of what we're doing. It's hard to believe it's about a month now since we've been in our isolation. You know, generally speaking, there's just a lot to think about in the last 48 hours. And specifically what I'm talking about is the possibility of getting a bit complacent about what's going on. So reality check, deaths are not slowing down. And in Washington State, in fact, as a matter of fact, the numbers are quite scary. And it's over 600 now, where just a few days ago it was at about 487. So nothing's going away that quick. Now, that's something to think about. Same thing goes to the positive cases that are coming through. And, you know, I don't like to be gloom and doom on Foodomania, but I have to, it's just bugging me because the thing that's really bothering me more than anything is some of the things that have happened in the last 24 hours. Specifically, that person that's, that politician person, I don't mention his name when I can help it. But anyway, they're setting out a whole incredible false campaign about the fact that things are safe and things are going to start reopening, you know, sooner than later. And listen, that's what we all really want more than anything else. But try not to buy into it too quickly. It's really, really important that all of us get back to work. And financially, you know, this is really creating a tremendous amount of havoc to a lot of people. And it's just, you know, it's really hard, but we got to be strong about this. We got to resist the temptation to not keep our guard up, all right? That's what I'm just saying. Basically, please keep washing your hands, distance yourself, don't make any unnecessary trips outside, especially if you're in a high-risk category with asthma or any kind of other, you know, illness that specifically diabetes 1 or 2. These are things that, you know, are something that, you know, we're getting used to having to be aware of. But if you're buying into the media back and forth about, you know, how it's like a great American comeback, yes, for sure, we all want it. And it's absolutely going to happen, no question about it. But it's not going to happen that quick. It can't possibly happen that quick. For instance, a couple of days ago, they were just talking about South Dakota. Oh, it's just great. Nothing's happening there. Well, 22 cases today. From 10, about a week and a half ago, it's over 200. It's not going away anytime soon, unfortunately. Now, the good news, the positive news, is testing is going to come readily available. There's going to be the first drive-through testing area, and that's going to happen at McIntyre Hall at Skagit Valley College locally. That'll be starting pretty soon. It'll give people a chance to hopefully be able to find out where they stand right now. I know that a lot of tests were sent to Washington State as of today, so that readily available testing is going to be more available to everybody. And if you're thinking that you might have any kind of symptoms or something like that, God forbid, but you'll be able to get a direct test a little quicker and you'll be able to drive through for one. Okay, so when that starts happening and everything is connected to that and we can start tracing what's going on a little bit closer, then we can make some really informed decisions. You know, this show is dedicated to food workers in the food service business. And, you know, I'm hearing a couple of different stories every day. Takeout's going okay. We're getting some orders. People saying, oh, we sure loved our little lunch that we got from such and such restaurant. Well, that's great. But the reality is that 98% of all the workforce in any of these restaurants is not reaping any of the rewards from that. I'm happy that the restaurants are trying to hang in there. Only a handful, if that many, applied at all for the paycheck protection situation. And reason being is because a restaurant that's struggling, especially if they're new, why would they want to go ahead and borrow a whole bunch of money against, you know, what might be happening to their restaurant inevitably, that when the time comes that they actually get to open up again, it's going to be so heavily in debt. Listen, I'm one of those people. I'm one of those workers who got laid off with no notice and no preparation. And I would love to see something like that come into place, that the owners of the place that I work could be in a situation where they can still keep some of their employees on the payroll. But I know how hard they work every day to try to just keep the doors open. And I would never feel that great about them putting themselves in a huge hole just for that. Though that just for that is important to somebody like me or other people who are, you know, who really need that income. So what I'm trying to say more than anything is it's still too early to start getting complacent. I saw people today, I saw groups of people again walking down the street, younger people. I know they're not living in the same house. I know they're not brothers and sisters, but they were just yucking it up like nothing matters. And the reason that upsets me so much is not only does it affect them and their possibility, but it's going to affect me because it's going to be putting that out there, more possibilities of contamination. And people who are in high-risk situations, you know, it's a bullet that's heading towards our head. I'm sorry to say it that way, but it's the truth. So if you're listening, if you have friends that have kids that are being kind of like, oh, whatever happens. I mean, some of these kids are latchkey kids. In other words, they're home. They're 14, 15 years old. Mom and dad have to keep working. And sometimes if it's a single parent household and they're trusting the kids to be home by themselves. But what's happening is they're calling up their friends and the kids are sneaking out of the house and they're hanging out together. And this is not good because what happens? Mom or dad comes home from work. And they're in a household where they thought it was kind of safe, and all of a sudden they're put in danger again. You know, it's too early. I mean, I looked at a beach that opened up in Florida today. I mean, it was insane. It was like nothing was going on. And listen, Florida has a ton of seniors. That's where a lot of people go to retire. There were just a whole bunch of young kids running around, throwing volleyball around, letting the dogs, throwing sticks, jumping in the surf. You know, there's no way they could stay 6 to 10 feet away from people on the beach. Just look at the pictures. It's not the time yet, everybody. And the reason I'm so wound up about it is because I every day I hear about somebody else I know who has gotten a positive test. And you know what? it's hard. Still have to be outside. I still have to do things out in the world. And I'm being really, really careful. You think I like being, I'm a person that loves to be around people. My job, I see hundreds of people a day normally. Now it's down to maybe one or maybe two. I like, you know, my isolation time. I like having time to myself. I get to work on projects and do things that I, you know, I really never get a chance to do during normal circumstances. But I don't like it that much. And I want it to go back to where we can interact with people. And that will happen sooner than later if we're all being really careful. Okay, I've been going on for almost 10 minutes on this subject, and I just, you know, I apologize for getting so intense about it. I just want us to be smart right now. So good news, there'll be some testing available, one at McIntyre Hall, which is great. And then there'll be some drive-through there. And then there's some other testing stations that will probably be announced pretty soon, which will be really helpful, which will give us a little bit more possibility of clarity and to see where things are at. You know, listen, we're all going to get through this one way or another. And I hope the way that we get through it is to be able to talk about it a year from now. In the present time, not as a memory of somebody we lost. All right, Stuardo, cool it, man. All right, so that's all I'm going to say about all this other stuff. There was a really couple of things to think about tomorrow. If you have Sirius Radio, which, by the way, is free right now, all you got to do is download the app. Or if you have a Prime video membership, which also there's free trials available for that. And it's only $10 a month anyway, and it's this incredible programming, so it's something you might think about. But tomorrow, I think at 11 a.m. Pacific time, the concert is going to be happening that was put together by, I think, Lady Gaga, pretty much organized it from what I understand. And it's going to be something really special. I think it's about a certain amount of hours, 5 or 10 hours. We'll have everybody from Lady Gaga to Paul McCartney, to so many other great artists. And the best thing about it is you get a chance to donate a little bit of money. It could be just a couple of dollars or $5 or nothing if you don't have it. But it's kind of like, you know, something that, thank goodness, it's something that, you know, will give people something to do to help. And at the same time, we'll get some really great music happening as well, you know. So let's try to... you know, basically tune into that tomorrow and support it as much as we can. It's basically called One World Together at Home. This way you can watch it from your house, get some snacks together. It'll be really great. Now, I think it basically starts at 5 o'clock from now. I'm checking it out, 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, and goes for, I'm not sure how many hours, but it's really, really going to be something great. There'll be some great artists. And the other thing is that there's a Jersey for Jersey concert coming up, too. That's going to be with Bruce Springsteen, of course, and Bon Jovi, and a couple of other Jersey girls and boys to celebrate New Jersey. I'm thinking that's going to be in the next couple of days as well. I think it's on the 20th or something. If you get a chance, there's a great version. You know, people are trying to come up with songs that are kind of meaningful right now. And you're seeing a ton of solo performances by not only well-known artists, but people who are local, which I'm so happy to see. There's a Buckingham County's got like a music schedule now, which is home shows happening every day. I think they start at late afternoon. Skagit Valley 2, some Wes Jones, and some other really great local artists who really putting it out there. Thank you, all you guys and girls, for doing those performances. And I've seen some that I really like. If you were a Crowded House fan, I love Neil Finn. Neil Finn is doing something pretty regularly. I saw John Fogerty and his kids doing something yesterday, singing some of the hits just with his family. I saw Rod Stewart and his family. It wasn't my favorite, but it was okay. Rod, it's interesting to see Rod because his hair is getting longer, kind of like the old days, but he was good. He was doing it, you know, doing his music. And Bob Dylan's released yet another new song, which is really powerful, the last few songs he's released over the last couple of weeks. But the thing, my highlight of the day musically, with two songs. Number one, The Dream Is Over by Neil Finn, you know, former Crowded House song that he did, beautiful version of it, and that was available today on YouTube. You can check it out. But my favorite, I think, of the day was Steve Perry from Journey, who, you know, whatever happened to Steve Perry, I'm not a big Journey fan, but I'm a musician and I'm a historic and I like all the news that people are doing. I like their projects. And you know that Journey replaced lead singer Steve Perry, who left the band, with Ariel Pinho, who's a phenomenal vocalist from the Philippines, just special. Not only is he a great vocalist, he's just a beautiful person. And not too long ago when they had the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction, Steve Perry, he didn't sing, but he appeared with the rest of the band. It was really great. And Steve Perry released a new solo album about a year ago. It was okay. I mean, it was good. It wasn't even Journey-like. It's pretty good. There's a couple of really good tunes on it. And I like Steve Perry a lot. I mean, I like him as a person. He's just a nice guy, and no bitterness, you know, towards the fact that he didn't get back to the band. They found somebody else. He's completely supportive. But he released a solo song today, and it was so emotional. You could see he had a rough couple of years. You know, he finally found somebody who was like the love of his life, and they were together, and they got married. And then literally within the first year of you know, their relationship, she passed away from cancer. And you know, you could see it in his eyes when I saw him interviewed for his new album about a year ago. You know, he's just a little sad, a little melancholy. But yeah, and today he released a version of the Beach Boys song In My Room, a solo a cappella version, which was just so absolutely beautiful. And I was trying to load it up in the cart here to be able to play it for you tonight, but I think I'll play it for you guys tomorrow morning. But it's, you know, In My Room was an incredible song Brian Wilson wrote, you know, at the beginning of their career. Brian Wilson had a lot of emotional things going on with his dad, and, you know, when he started getting successful, you know, later on in his life, diagnosed, you know, with some sort of depression. And I don't like to use the word mental illness, but, you know, there's an illness in his mind, and it took him off the road and put him through a tremendous amount of, you know, sadness and hard times in a lot of ways. So he's emerged and he's still beautiful, incredible. And he wrote this song when he was pretty young. I think he was like 18 and 19, about being in your room, having that space to yourself. That's where I go to meditate, to think about things. And Steve Perry did just a acapella version, meaning no music, just singing it. He could hardly speak when he started, and when he said goodbye at the end of it, he just said in a very, very hoarse, whispery voice, "Be safe." But I recommend listening to it. It really will bring a tear to your eye, and it's really true for so many of us right now who are in isolation and pretty much in their own worlds, and, you know, phone calls and FaceTimes and Zooms and all that stuff. But, you know, when you're in the house, when everything shuts down for the rest of the day, and you realize, you know, it's time to get ready to go to bed, and you're isolated from your significant other, or, you know, your kids in some cases, because some of the kids, you know, they get you know, split between mom and dad. And then it's been said that you have to make a hard decision that maybe it's best that they stay just with one parent to keep them safe. So therefore, you're only going to be seeing them either on a little iPhone or whatever your phone is, and or a computer screen, or maybe you'll be driving over to their house but standing out in the yard and seeing them from the porch. And it's just, I know it's hard for me, you know, and I know that it's got to be hard for a lot of other folks. But this song is a good testament to just, hey, you know what, it's okay. It's our little oasis. It's okay to be alone. We're going to come out stronger. We're going to come out better. We're going to teach ourselves things that maybe we wouldn't have the time to stop and appreciate. One of my favorite heroes right now is Governor Andrew Cuomo from New York. It doesn't matter what your affiliation is in New York. You know, Republican, probably wouldn't like the guy very much. If you're Democrat, you might, if you're in the middle. But the only thing I could say about this fellow is that he makes so much sense. He is compassionate towards people. He's got New York on his hands. And as you know, it's just so critically intense there. Though hospitalizations are reduced a little bit and there's enough beds and enough equipment to handle the level of things right now. But he's a ray of hope. If you get a chance to listen to any of his briefings, he does a briefing on the West Coast. It's about 10:30 to 11 every morning, somewhere in that neighborhood, maybe sometimes a little earlier. And it's so inspiring. I mean, he's just, you know, he says it like it is. No bullshit, no baloney. But he also, you know, tells the truth and is realistic and answers questions in a courteous manner without insulting anybody. And I watch him because I usually get a little, you know, blip of him before I do the morning show, and it just gives me a little boost in the arm. So maybe that'll help you guys and girls too. All right, I've still lots of stories about takeout food and people pretty much enjoying it. Somebody was looking for some fish tacos earlier, and they got a bunch of recommendations, and I decided to recommend, why don't you make them yourself? And I took some time and I wrote the guy a recipe. I had no idea who he is, and hopefully he got it. And if he didn't do the recipe today, he'll do it another time. But it's a fairly inexpensive thing to do, and making them yourself doesn't take very long. And let me tell you what, they taste so much better. Oh, my gosh. So there are other people doing some really good fish tacos. It's still nice to be able to treat yourself to takeout food, but it's nothing like making it yourself. That's my opinion. Well, what do I know? I'm a chef. You know, chefs are so excited when anybody offers them food. You know, they don't really, and people are usually scared to do it because they know, oh, my God, I don't want to ask him, give him some food. He probably won't like it. He's a chef. But let me tell you what. In all my years, when people offer me, they offer me a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. It's like incredible. If somebody else is actually making me something to eat, holy schmoly. And I appreciate it every time when that happens, no matter what it is. It's just such a gift. And I used to feel really bad about that when I was at work. You know, in most cases, we can get a meal. And, you know, you're picking at stuff, so tasting stuff all day, not hungry. So usually at the end of the shift, I would order something, and they were nice enough to let me take it home most of the time. Not all places, but some places. And I just felt like it was so nice to ask somebody. I could have cooked it myself, and sometimes I did, but it was really nice that the other cooks occasionally would say, hey, can I get something? Yeah, sure, what do you want? And I'd order something, and I'd just watch them cook it, and I knew I'd put it in a box, and I was going home, and got home after a 10-hour day, and care of the dogs, and jumped in the shower, knowing that I had this beautiful meal that somebody made for me on the table. And usually, you know, when you work all day, the hard thing is you get hungry at 11:30, 12 at night, not all day because you don't even want to think about food, you're cooking it. And so I had to resist and I had to change my ways a lot. And I did that a lot over the last 4 weeks. I got on a different kind of eating schedule. And I know not intentionally, I've lost almost close to 18 pounds, I think, or something. It's just crazy. And the reason I know that is because my shorts keep falling down, where I could barely close them 3.5 weeks ago. I had to wear a belt. Now I got to wear a belt to hold them up. So that's a good thing. All right, just talking away tonight. You know, it's one of those nights where I always like to be here on the show, and I see I have a couple of listeners tonight, and thank you for that. I'm going to be introducing some new things in the show over the weekend. Different things. Long and the short of it is I want to have some food workers start calling in. And so what I've done is put out some feelers to a bunch of people I work with or have worked with to let them know that I need them to call in and give us the feedback of what's happening out in their restaurants and how takeout's going and any special deals that might be going on. More than anything, just to give them a little vehicle to be able to air their frustrations. As usual, I'd like to just say so much thanks to all the restaurant and grocery workers that are going out there every day. I would like to see some more masks on people's faces in the grocery store. I'm not talking about just the people that go in and shop them, but if it's possible to get some of the workers some masks. If you're making masks or you have some extra ones, it would be great because it would be better. Also, an article today I was going to mention earlier, and I urge you guys to read about it. There's a new report from the Center for Disease Control talking about when you go shopping for your groceries, that in most cases, everybody's wiping them down, spraying them down before they, I mean, I've been doing that, putting them on my porch and getting everything cleaned up before actually bringing it into the house, which is just something I was told to do. But now they're saying it's not that important to do it because there's only certain materials that the virus sticks to. But tell you what, I'm not paying attention to that right now. And I'm not because, again, you know, I'm in a high-risk category, so I'm thinking twice about putting something in my mouth before I am able to wipe it down if I can. It's just such a catch-22. Okay, you wipe it down, you're wearing gloves. How do you take the gloves off? Where do you put them in the bag? You know, but we're learning how to do that. This is absolutely nuts, and it's just something that we never thought we could ever do or be able to have to do, but I guess it's given us some kind of discipline. Make sure everybody you're drinking lots of water and walk and do some exercise no matter what your situation is. Don't get up and walk around. Walk up and down the stairs in your house if you have. That's my exercise. I've been doing 20 rotations up and down the stairs every day, and it's really helping me a lot. I'm doing my stretches. Actually, tomorrow I've decided in the early morning hours I'm going to mask up, and I'm going to go for about a 2 or 3 mile bike ride just to get my whole body going. And I'm going to start doing that every day. I'm going to do it at off hours so I don't have to worry about crossing paths with kids or people that are out there playing or whatever. So that's something to do. Anyway, I'm hoping that you'll stay in touch with me and come and hang out on the air. And right now, just for the heck of it, we're going to go out with a great Holly song. It's called Look Through Any Window. I've been playing that in respect to all of us that can only go visit our family and friends through windows than the tradition. So put this song on. I want you to guys and girls to all tune in tomorrow morning. We'll be on the air at 10 a.m. And I'll have some good stuff going on tomorrow, some really good recipes and stuff. All right. We'll look forward to it. Thank you so much. Bless you guys. Be careful. Have good dreams. This is Chef Gerardo, Foodomania Nighttime. Tomorrow morning, here are the Hollies.